We'll hear argument next in 20-1271 Kinetic, Inc. v. Samsung Electronics, Inc. Mr. Halderman.
Good morning. May it please the Court, my name is Mark Halderman from Armstrong Teasdale, here on behalf of Appellant Kinetic, Inc. The primary dispute for the Court to resolve is whether the Board erred in reaching its obviousness determinations by applying, at best, the broadest possible interpretations of the orientation detector and the sequence limitations of the 106 patent, identified as numbers 1 and 2 on page 7 of Kinetic's blue brief, rather than their broadest reasonable interpretations consistent with the specification as required by this Court. The Board is required to interpret the claims consistently with the specification, not assess whether Samsung's overly broad reading of the terms were expressly precluded, as it did throughout its decision. The Board's construction of the orientation limitation is impermissibly broad for four main reasons. First, the Board interpreted each as referring to one or more slow motion phases without any intrinsic evidence that its usage departs from its ordinary meaning of two or more. Second, it interpreted the singular word orientation as permitting the detection of multiple orientations during a single slow motion phase. Third, it reads the term orientation condition out of Claim 12 and the specification by allowing multiple detected orientations during a single phase. And finally, it improperly discounts Figure 3 and its discussion in the specification, which confirms that the limitation requires the detection of orientation conditions for two or more slow motion phases.
So what is your basis to say that each always means two or more? Just dictionary definitions?
Well, we had two separate dictionary definitions. We had a Federal Circuit decision that also interpreted each as meaning two or more, as well as our expert's testimony. Now, Samsung, on the other hand, has only its expert's testimony and has pointed to absolutely no evidence that it could mean one or more.
Okay, go on.
Likewise, the Board's construction of the sequence limitation is impermissibly broad because, first, it reads the claim language configured to maintain a sequence with each orientation being limited to a slow motion phase out of the claim. It reads the requirement of an intermittent fast motion phase out of the claims, and it also discounts that during prosecution, Kinetic distinguished prior art that allowed events based on all motion phases and was not limited to orientations for slow motion phases, concluding instead that limiting the sequence by mere happenstance, which the prior art could also do, is sufficient. Recognizing the inherent weakness of its arguments in the record, Samsung concocts at least two new arguments, a zero article argument and a Claim 11 differentiation argument, and introduces extra record evidence, tactics that are not permitted by this Court and should be discounted. When the 106 patent is properly interpreted, consistently with the plain claim language and the teaching of the specification, the asserted combinations do not teach the disputed limitations. Contrary to the 106 patent, Linjama does not teach the detection of orientation for any slow motion phase, let alone for two or more slow motion phases. But rather, Linjama receives a series of orientation signals that are uncorrelated to any motion phase. Indeed, the Linjama orientation signals, for them to be limited to a slow motion phase, the Linjama device must remain stationary. Again, contrary to the 106 patent, which requires motion. If the Linjama device does indeed move, it would detect fast motion orientations, and Linjama teaches no mechanism to preclude such fast motion orientations from the sequence.
Do we have to agree that all of these errors that you claim occur in
no.
the claim construction occurred in order for us to conclude that the claim construction is wrong?
No, you do not, Your Honor. I believe if any of these interpretations are ruled in our favor, that Samsung cannot prove that the asserted references disclose the 106 patent. because if there is only if you agree with us that there are two slow motion phases, petitioner's embodiment only discloses one. If you agree that orientation is detected for the phase rather than merely at an instant in time during the phase, Linjama, again, does not disclose detecting orientation for a phase. And the same thing with the sequence limitation. Linjama is not configured to limit at all. So if you agree with us there, again, they lose. And I believe that was all.
Okay.
The board departed from the plain claim language and the teaching of the specification in construing the orientation detector limitation as permitting the detection of multiple orientations during a single slow motion phase. But the orientation detector limitation recites detect orientation singular for each slow motion phase. The proper, broadest, reasonable interpretation of the plain claim language that is consistent with the specification is detect orientation conditions representative of two or more slow motion phases. Contrary to the BRI of the term, the asserted prior art references teach the detection of multiple orientation signals during a single phase and are not representative of the orientation of the phase. To reach its erroneous construction, Samsung asks this court to depart from the ordinary meaning of the term each, which requires two or more slow motion phases, and upheld the board's erroneous interpretation that it permits one single slow motion phase. Despite multiple dictionary definitions and this court's interpretation that each refers to two or more, the board agreed with Samsung's conclusory expert opinion that each can mean one or more. Kinetics' interpretation is further confirmed by Figure 3, shown on page 10 of Kinetics' blue brief, and its related discussion that states that the signal processing will identify the gesture as long as two orientation conditions intermitted by motion conditions are met. Further, the board's interpretation of the orientation detector limitation requires the court to agree that the claim term orientation, which is singular, permits detection of multiple orientations during or within a single phase, rather than for the phase, as recited in the claims. Samsung asks the court to ignore that the subsequent limitation, the sequence limitation, maintains the detected orientations, plural, confirming that the previous use of orientation is singular. Further, the board's construction is inconsistent with the use of the term orientation condition in Claim 12, an argument which the board failed to address in its final written decision.
May I please interrupt, Judge Clevenger? In the previous case, there was a distinction drawn between the broadest possible interpretation and the broadest reasonable interpretation. You've drawn the same distinction for purposes of this appeal. My question is the board's decision defensible as the broadest possible interpretation? The reason why I ask that is that in the previous case, a distinction was made between the two, arguing that the broadest reasonable interpretation should be given because the broadest possible interpretation would have frustrated the purpose of the invention. And I didn't hear any argument you being made here that the board's interpretation frustrated any purpose of the invention.
Your Honor, yes, it does indeed frustrate the entire teaching of the patent. For example, in column 7, starting at line 25, by using a sequence of orientation conditions of the handheld device, the signal processing generates a fault-resilient command, absent complex analysis during periods of fast motion. The presence of one or more periods of fast motion serves as confirmation that the sequence is the product of intentional user actions. So under the board's broadest possible interpretation, which completely discounts the specification, this fault-resilient technique is completely read out of the claims. The board's construction is also inconsistent with the use of the term orientation condition in Claim 12, which the board failed to address in the final written decision. In Claim 12, a preceding limitation recites... Am I done?
You can continue.
In Claim 12, a preceding limitation recites that an orientation condition, not an orientation signal or measurement, is what the invention detects. The specification defines orientation condition as sustained values of the X, Y, and Z sensor data within certain limits over a predefined length of time. Such sustained values correspond to a single orientation, such as orientation face up. Samsung asks the court to read the term orientation out of Claim 12 and the specification. Instead, Samsung contends that individual orientation signals, O1 and O2 in Samsung and the board's example, can be detected orientations. However, individual orientation signals, each for an instant in time, T1 and T2 in Samsung and the board's example, cannot have sustained values. Samsung and the board fail to read the claims consistently with the term orientation condition and instead require a strained reading that ignores the term entirely. Figure 3 confirms that only a single orientation condition for each slow motion phase as a whole is detected, despite each such phase having small variations in the X, Y, and Z sensor reading. Indeed, the specification describing Figure 3 explicitly recites there are two orientation conditions detected, including viewing the visual display, 352, and maintaining the handheld in the final position, 354. Nowhere does a patent teach or even suggest multiple orientations can be detected during or within a single phase. The board also improperly construed the sequence limitation, allowing the claimed sequence of the detected orientations to be limited to a slow motion phase, simply because the device never moved by mere happenstance, rather than being limited by the invention itself. But the invention itself must preclude orientations detected during fast motion from being maintained in sequence. Indeed, the claims are configured to maintain a sequence of the detected orientations, with each orientation in the sequence being limited to a slow motion phase. Samsung ignores that the 106 patent requires fast motion. A constant stream of sustained motion data would be identified by the motion detector as a single slow motion phase, and consequently, there would be detected by the orientation detector as a single orientation condition. Without an intermittent fast motion phase, there simply cannot be a sequence of orientations, and finding otherwise would eviscerate a fault-resilient technique of the invention. During prosecution, kinetic...
Is Mr. Haldeman time expired?
Yes, Your Honor. Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. We'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal. Mr. Modi?
Thank you, Your Honors. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. The Board correctly construed the claims using the broadest reasonable interpretation standard that applies here. In addition,
how do you get around the fact that each is has a common usage and that in every dictionary it is two or more? I understand the World War II veteran example, but that is an uncommon usage. And the question is here, where in the specification does it take us away from the most common usage?
Sure, Your Honor. Let me address that. So as the board found, the board looked at the context of the claim in light of the specification, and in doing so, it also looked at the expert testimony, and it credited the testimony of Samsung's expert on this point over Kinetic's expert, and that you can find at, for example, A32. And so when the board started with
the
claim
language...
But the
expert didn't rely on anything except that type of example, right?
Sure, Your Honor. He, of course, looked at the patent, he looked at the claims, and in light of the claim language and the specification, he provided his opinion from the perspective of one of skill in the art, and the board credited that testimony over their expert testimony, and that's entitled to deference under this court's case law. And also, I think what's telling here, Your Honor, is...
Well, not if the expert testimony isn't relying on anything other than just an ipsy-dixit opinion.
So, Your Honor, here, the expert testimony did rely on the specification. It relied on the claim language. So it wasn't simply relying on sort of blanket statements. And here, again, as the board, I think the board looked at the testimony of both sides' experts on this issue and credited the testimony of Samsung's expert. And I think, Your Honor, perhaps the issue goes back to the detecting, what does detecting orientation mean? Because depending on how this court construes that, this limitation of each falls away, right? Because if the court agrees with the board that detecting orientation for a slow motion phase, it includes detecting orientations, right, during the phase, as the board found, then this the issue of each goes away, Your Honor. And let me explain why the board did correctly construe the detecting orientation for each slow motion phase. And
so then you're saying that the singular word can become plural.
That's right, Your Honor. That's right. So here, if you look at the plain meaning of the claim, the plain meaning simply supports, it encompasses multiple orientation detections for a given slow motion phase. Again, when the board construed the claims, it was looking at the claim language and the specification from the perspective of one of skill in the art, and it repeatedly credited the testimony of Samsung's expert on these issues over Kinetic's experts. Now, it's telling that Kinetic points to figure 3 of the patent. We did not hear a single thing about figure 2 of the patent, and that we believe is key to this whole the whole claim construction issue. In fact, I think Kinetic, I heard counsel go as far as saying there is no support in the specification for the board's construction. But I think figure 2 is fatal to their argument. And again, the board looked at figure 2, and this is at appendix 28 to 29 of the board's opinion. It credited the testimony of Dr. Abaut, Samsung's expert, in terms of interpretation of figure 2. And if you look at figure 2, for each XYZ orientation, right, for each data that's provided to the orientation detector, there is an orientation that the detector provides. And that testimony, again, was consistent, or that reading of the figure was consistent with Dr. Abaut's testimony. You can find that at appendix 1438 to 40. It was also, I think what's telling here, is it was also consistent with the testimony of Kinetic's expert, and you can find that at appendix 1493 to 1497. In terms of figure 3, yes, they like to point to figure 3, but as we pointed out, figure 3 does not really go to the operation of the orientation detector. Figure 2 is what goes to the orientation detector. And even if you look at figure 3, you can see during a slow motion state, as it's referred to in the description for figure 3, there are multiple orientations detected during that phase. So plainly, the specification here is consistent with the board's construction. And I also think it's telling. Kinetic says, well, if you adopt the board's construction, the purpose of the invention would be destroyed. We disagree. I think the problem that they have here is that the claims are just worded too broadly. They chose certain language for the claims. They are asking this court, as they did ask the board, to rewrite the claim, and this court should not do that, especially under the broadest reasonable interpretation standard that applies here. They could have amended the claims. They chose not to, but they're asking this court to rewrite the claim language. Unless the court has any questions on the orientation limitation, I'll turn to the sequence limitation.
Can I ask you to turn to something else?
Sure, Your Honor.
As it relates to the obvious conclusions, I know you try to argue that this is harmless error, but the board said some things about the law that seems a bit crazy, doesn't it? When they said that Samsung had absolutely no burden to establish a reasonable likelihood of success from the combination?
Yes, Your Honor. I do believe the board's decision there is not perfectly worded. I'll also point you to A77, where the board said we do not agree that petitioner ignores its burden. So I would say it's certainly not clear. But even if you said the board erred in that regard in terms of sort of not having the precise language, as this court has held. For example, in the Intelligent Biosystems case, this court reviews judgments, not opinions, and it will affirm the board where it has made sufficient factual findings to support its judgment.
Well, that's the problem, is that the board's motivation to combine analysis actually seems to makes it seem like they did completely ignore any issue with respect to reasonable likelihood of success. They simply said that because your expert said, well, you could save power by combining these two, that therefore that creates a motivation. And it did not even look at whether or not putting the two together could reasonably lead one to believe that you could practice the claims.
So, Your Honor, let me address that. I do believe there are sufficient factual findings in the board's opinion that would allow this court to affirm the board's decision on obviousness here. So if I, with your indulgence, if you can spend a few minutes going through the board's decision, I'll show you how we believe the board did address this issue. So if we start with the board's opinion, for example, it started with this analysis at Appendix 71. There, the board first analyzed Samsung's arguments and evidence in its petition, and that's at A71, Appendix 71 to 73. In doing so, the board, I think it's telling, they actually quoted from Samsung's expert testimony on this issue, and Appendix 72, the board noted the two rationales provided by Samsung, and I think this is the key, Judge O'Malley. At Appendix 72 at the bottom, when it was noting the power savings rationale that you also mentioned to, the board quoted from the declaration of declaration testimony of Dr. Abel at the bottom, where he said such a modification of the combined Linjama and Lehrman system based on Tasaki would have been a straightforward for a person of ordinary skill in the art to implement. This goes on to Appendix 73. And then Dr. Abel did.
Well, he said it would be. Wait, when you read his testimony, he said it would be straightforward to implement, but then he explains by basically reconfiguring all of the aspects of it, and the fact that the two references might not teach away doesn't mean that the fact that they do it in completely different ways is irrelevant. You don't have to get to a teaching away to take that into consideration with respect to a reasonable likelihood of success.
So, Your Honor, two responses to that, and I apologize for interrupting. So two responses to that. One was that with respect to reasonable expectation of success, I think the testimony that bridges pages Appendix 72 to 73, that goes to the reasonable expectation of success, right? Dr. Abaud is explaining how easy it would have been for one of skill in the art to configure these systems. Remember, what we're talking
Wait a second. Did he specifically address reasonable expectation of success in those terms, or did he?
So, Your Honor, he did not use the words reasonable expectation of success, those precise words, but I think if you look at the testimony at, like I said, for example, it's Appendix 919, paragraph 154, that testimony goes to the reasonable expectation of success point. So we do believe there was enough in the record for the board to affirm. And I think going back to what Judge O'Malley was saying, this was not contested by Kinetic. Their expert did not come in and say, well, one of ordinary skill would not have been able to configure the system to arrive at the combination. All he said, and Judge O'Malley, I'll address your teaching away point, all they said was that, well, Tasaki teaches away. But I think that argument fails for three reasons, Judge O'Malley. First is that if you look at what the board did, they looked at the test in In re Gurley, as this court has pronounced the teaching away test, and they said Kinetic's argument just doesn't fit that test. Second,
it doesn't have to fit the teaching away test to be relevant that the two are completely different and opposite.
So I'll actually get to that point next, Your Honor. And I think here's the key to the teaching away findings and this whole argument on motivation to combine. The board made factual findings that one of skill would have been motivated to combine the two references, Linjama and Tosaki, to arrive at the claimed invention. And in doing so, the board necessarily it pointed out that they did not dispute the power savings motivation that was provided by Dr. Abaud, and this is the key, Judge O'Malley, on this point, which is my last point on this teaching of A argument. If you look at Tosaki, they do say that they are fundamentally different, but there is a piece of Tosaki that our expert cited to and that I think is key here. Tosaki specifically teaches monitoring motion and orientation simultaneously, and that's at Appendix 1293, and the board actually relied on this at Appendix 75. It cited to Appendix 1293, column 9, lines 5 through 11. Not only did the board rely on it, it actually credited Dr. Abaud's testimony on this point, and you can find that at Appendix 76. So here, they can hardly argue in our minds, based on the board's opinion, that the board, there's enough here for this court to affirm the obviousness determination. So unless you have any other questions on this, I'd like to quickly go back to the sequence detector limitation and see if the court has any other questions there.
Okay.
So with respect to the sequence detector limitation, again, here the board did construe the claim term its broadest reasonable interpretation in light of the specification and the intrinsic evidence. And I think what it's telling, what Kinetic wants this court to do, is it wants to import certain limitations from the specification. For example, for this limitation, it wants this court to say that the detected orientations must be from two or more slow motion phases, and they must be separate, and you must have a fast motion phase that separates the two adjacent slow motion phases. And then also it wants this court to say, well, the system must preclude or filter out any orientations detected during a fast motion phase. None of those limitations are in the claim. Again, these claims are broadly drafted, and if you look at the intrinsic evidence, it doesn't support those limitations. And I think I'll just make one point with respect to the sequence limitation that I believe is fatal to their argument. If you look at Claim 11, Claim 11 actually recites multiple phases. It recites multiple slow motion phases separated by a fast motion phase. We did not hear anything from the other side regarding Claim 11 on the merits. So we believe that is fatal to their argument. And I think if you look at Appendix 36, where the board actually provided its opinion on this issue, the board gave an example of a sequence which would have a fast sequence, and then you would have a slow, two slow sequences and a fast sequence. And as the board explained, the claims certainly cover that sequence. And the prosecution history here, well, certainly this court should look at it. It does not compel the conclusion that they want this court to arrive at. And I'll just make one last point with respect to the prior art. I heard counsel say, and Judge O'Malley, this was in response to your question, they said, well, if this court was to amend the claim construction based on any of the different arguments they made that this court should reverse, we don't believe that would be improper. We believe, depending on, of course, what the court does here, we believe the court should affirm the board's claim construction. But depending on what the court does, the Linjama Tosaki ground would cover that, cover some of those interpretations. So, for example, if the court says the claims are limited orientation that are detected during slow motion phases and that you preclude fast orientations during fast motion phases, the Linjama Tosaki ground would cover that. So I really think it depends on what the court does. Your Honor, did you have a question?
No, I think that was your signal that your time is up.
Okay, well, thank you, Your Honor. We would respectfully ask that the court affirm.
Thank you. Mr. Haldeman?
So one issue that Samsung brought up was this Claim 11 claim differentiation argument, which, first of all, it waived. This was never raised below. And second of all, it applies to the limitation itself. Samsung conveniently crops out that Claim 11 is limiting the profile description. It is not limiting the sequence of the detected orientations. So their claim differentiation argument is not even relevant to the disputed limitations at issue. Samsung frequently relies on its experts' testimony that the board credited, but the board's analysis was very circular, and it really relied on Samsung's expert because Samsung's expert happened to support its overly broad claim construction. further, Samsung takes Dr. Mohapatra's
testimony. Mr. Halderman,
yes, Your Honor.
Before the board, did you argue that there was a lack of reasonable expectation of success?
I believe that we did.
Could you tell me where?
If you give me a second. We certainly raised it in our SIR reply. I'm trying to pull that up. So at least on page 25 of our SIR reply, we argue that...
What page in the appendix is that at?
It's 25 of our SIR reply, but I don't see an appendix page on my copy.
Okay.
560 to 596 is your SIR reply. 560 to 596. You say page 25.
Yes, page 25. Petitioner ignores its burden to show that a FACITA would have had a reasonable expectation of success in combining the references.
Okay. All right, one final thought, because we're out of time.
The only other point that I wanted to bring up quickly, two quick points. Samsung takes Dr. Mohapatra's testimony out of context repeatedly. He said that orientation signals may be measured multiple times over a phase, but that orientation is only detected once for each phase. And this is all over his deposition. It's on, for example, APPX 1495. During the same phase, the readings are taken multiple times, but the orientation for that phase is only one orientation.
Okay, Mr. Haldeman, I think we're out of time. What's my colleague have
okay.
a further question?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Mr. Haldeman. Thank you, Mr. Modi. The case is submitted.
Thank you, Your Honors.